And we return. It's Topical Currents, Thursday edition. Joseph Cooper along with Bonnie Berman. Food and Dining Thursday has finally arrived. And Linda Gassenheimer joins us, my friend, Cordon Bleu chef, author, syndicated columnist. And Linda, so our topic today is beer, an upcoming festival in yes. Coconut Grove, I
believe. All right. Hello, Bonnie.
Hi.
Yeah, Bonnie caught you eating? Why are you eating on an eating program? Well, headline from the Herald. Beer business bubbles up. Craft breweries are opening their doors here in South Florida. So, of course, why not have a craft beer festival? And that's just what's happening this weekend, as you mentioned, Joe. And it's called Sprung.
S-P-R-U-N-G.
Yes, Sprung. And it's going to take place Saturday in Coconut Grove. And our guest is Buns and Buns chef and partner, Reuven Sugarman. And he's going to be participating in the festival and brought us some beer-friendly food to taste right here in front of us, which Bonnie is already eating.
Now, what's the name of the...
Buns and Buns.
Buns and Buns.
Buns and Buns. That's welcome, nice. Chef.
Thank we you. Could do something with that, but we won't.
Very happy to be here.
We're going on to the next guest. We have two guests here. Tony Albello. He's the chairman of... Who's eating? He's the chairman.
It was the chef, I'm happy to say.
of the festival, and he's here to talk to us about craft beers. Welcome, Tony Albello.
I'm glad to be here, Linda.
Okay, and we'd love to have you, our listeners, join us. Do you have any questions for our guest, and what's your favorite craft beer? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576.
So Old Milwaukee doesn't count, I guess.
800-743-WLRN, join us. Or do we have email, Bonnie?
We do, and we actually already have one, which we'll get to at some point. It's radio@WLRN.org. We also have Twitter @TopicalCurrents.
Okay, great. Okay, and also, of course, with us is our favorite wine guy, but maybe we have to call him a beer guy today. Fred Tasker, he's joining us by Skype, and you can read Fred's wine column. That's in today's Miami Herald. Fred, can I ask what we're drinking today?
I'm going to talk about beer. Can you imagine?
Well, I don't know. Okay, well, let's go to Chef Sugarman. Buns and Buns, an unusual yes. concept name. Tell us, what does it mean? What is it about?
It's a globally inspired genre of a restaurant where we implement bread back into the mix, you know, and we create the first thought of bread, and, you know, it's we traveled the world and we created some recipes based on inspiration and created a story behind it.
So let me ask you, Buns and Buns, can we get something else to eat there besides bread?
Absolutely. Buns and Buns is our general term for what we wanted to call our restaurant, but it's a bread-based restaurant where we pair bread with great beer, great food, and a fast-paced environment.
So actually, bread has yeast in it. Mm-hmm. It has something. Beer does as well. Tony's yep. saying yes, Tony.
100%, yeah, yeast.
So bread and beer, why not?
And that's where it all started. Every cuisine, every different culture starts with bread. Everybody
okay.
has their bread.
Well, now you mentioned you traveled the world.
Yeah.
Now, was that to collect recipes or what happened?
It was. You know, we came up with the idea, the concept, but we had nothing to build from it, so we traveled to London, Istanbul, Hong Kong, and Bangkok in search of inspirational recipes to implement a worldly type of cuisine.
So what were some of your experiences traveling around?
Oh, man, we ate all day long.
I meant your food experience. Okay.
All day long. You know, we woke up very early, walked everywhere all over the streets, and ate food all day long. Ate, drank, walked, ate, drank, walked all day.
And so you collected recipes this way?
Not necessarily recipes, but inspiration of what they did indigenously and incorporated those ideas into our own creation.
So we'll give us some examples. What were some of those?
For example, the lamb ribs. You know, I tasted lamb ribs in London. I tasted lamb ribs in Istanbul. And all of them had different characteristics. So I wanted to bring that back into our concept and utilize lamb ribs in our own point of view based on grills, bread, sauces, spices, fun and adventure.
So you serve, obviously, lamb ribs with fun and adventure in them.
Yes.
So what were some of the other ideas you brought back?
Let's see. We brought back the steam bun from Asia when we were in Hong Kong. We tasted buns all day long for 4 days. We walked around Hong Kong eating buns and all sorts of different types of sauces and dippings and how they prepared their buns. And we came up with our own steam bun, which pairs with a lot of our recipes as well. And, yeah.
Where is Buns and Buns?
It is located 5748 Sunset Place, across from Sunset.
Across from Sunset Place.
There. Right, right.
Yeah, and it's a kind of restaurant where you go in and you order. Chef is eating his own food. I'm watching him eat his own food.
He also said it was fast-paced.
It's an over-the-counter concept. Oh, so we like to, you know, we promote that. You order from the chef's bar, you come up, you can interact, engage with the chef, see what they're doing.
So there's not waiters or waitresses?
No waiters, no waitresses. There's food runners who act as dual roles. You know, you sit down, you pay later, and you can always order more.
That was an interesting concept because I did go there and test it out. You order, but you're ordering from somebody, but the kitchen's right there, so you can see what they're doing. And then you sit down and they bring it to your table, but you haven't paid yet. When you order, you haven't paid yet. And you know, I was thinking to myself, well, will people walk out?
They've tried and they have.
But so then at the, in case you want to order something else, they'll come and they'll give you your bill at the
exactly.
table.
Exactly. Like beer, you know, craft beers, you know, and then that's what we want to implement, you know, drink more.
Okay. Well, now let's talk about the food you've got here because we're all eating it. So tell me what I'm eating.
Well, you've got here a roasted heirloom tomato salad with burrata. And we roast our heirloom tomatoes in a wood stone oven over fire with a little bit of our own homemade ciabatta olive oil croutons with a micro arugula from a local farm and compressed watermelon with sherry vinegar.
Well, let's go slowly here. You say, what is a compressed watermelon?
So pretty much I compact a whole watermelon in compression in a cryovac machine. So it makes it the wow. cell molecules expand, and then when it takes all the oxygen and CO2 out and seals the bag, it actually changes the whole entire.
And it compresses the flavor as
yeah,
well.
Everything inside, so you have a much more compact piece of watermelon with a lot more flavor and sugar. Everything is changed completely of its.
Well, and there's avocado here.
Mm. And fresh avocado.
And you said burrata. Now let's tell people what burrata is.
Burrata is a fresh made mozzarella cheese, and inside is a mozzarella curd, and they roll it inside, so it's fresh and raw mozzarella,
which is wonderful. And so then there's these chips that everyone's eating here nonstop. Yes. So what are these?
Sweet potato chips made fresh in house every day with a little bit of Maldon salt from the Sea of Maldon.
Okay.
What are those croutons though?
This is our ciabatta.
And the ciabatta.
Mm-hmm. So we pull it with our fingers and then we fry it in Portuguese olive oil.
I'm eating it's very crunchy.
It's very
deliciosa.
So what are you going to be making at the festival?
The festival, I'm going to make
Chef, excuse me. You're going to have to stop eating for a minute.
Sorry, they're so good.
They are addictive.
Yes, they are.
They are, once you pop. At the festival, I'm doing a Brooklyn brown ale marinated chicken thigh with black bean jus. And
black bean jus? What is that?
J-U-S.
Like au jus.
Like au jus.
It's like an au jus, yeah. It's a sauce. And,
but it's a sauce from black beans.
Yeah, exactly. It's so
good.
So
it's a sauce that you cook the black beans in.
From black beans. It's got a little bit of squid ink in it to fortify the richness and give it a nice darker complexion.
Oh, wow. That sounds good. Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds wonderful. Let's go. Tony's, let me ask you. You're the organizers of Sprung. What is Sprung?
Well, besides being the past tense of spring, it's a festival where we've collected 150 different craft beers, and there's no coincidence that it takes place in spring because one of the cool things about craft beer is that there's also a lot of seasonal beers. In the fall, we'll have beers that we won't have in the spring and summer, so we have a large selection of spring and summer craft beers at the festival, in addition to a lot of great local beers, a lot of home brewers, the Gold Coast Culinary Experience where the chef is participating. So there's a lot to do. It's just not about trying 150 different beers at the festival.
So the entrance price of the festival allows you to taste as much beer as you want?
As much as you want, as many times as you want. Now, we do practice responsibility. We have contracted with shuttle bus services that will take people home in case they go overboard and things like that, which is possible. It can happen. But really the reason why we have some of the cooking components and educational components within the festival is for people to learn more and to do things in between all the beer drinking.
So there's going to be four other, Chef Sugarman's going to be doing a cooking demo.
Right.
On stage.
So there's going to be a stage there. So who are the other chefs?
So at the Gold Coast Culinary Experience, we have Chef Sugarman from Buns and
Buns.
That's
a demonstration center.
A demonstration
okay,
center.
Okay, right.
And we have Chef Sugarman. We have George Patty from Meat in Isla Morada. We have Richard Howells from Sakaya Kitchen. And we have the fourth one is...
okay, he'll come up with it in a minute.
I left my glasses on.
You left your glasses on. All right, we'll come up with the we'll get the answer for you, the four chef. And but there'll be other food there now. But they will have to pay for the food.
Yes, the demo's free. All the beer's free. And then if they want to grab other food outside, they can go ahead and buy that food.
All right, we're going to have to take a break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking with chef partner of Buns and Buns in South Miami, Chef Reuben Sugarman, who's still eating, and Sprung Festival organizer Tony Albello. We'll take a short break here, and we'll be back.
It's a good advertisement. He likes his own food.
He likes his food. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. And we've been talking about the craft beer festival called Sprung. It's going to be held this Saturday in Coconut Grove. Our guests are chef partner of Buns and Buns restaurant in South Miami, Reuben Sugarman. And he's going to be participating in the festival. We've been eating some of his beer-friendly food. He's been eating most of it, actually. And also with us today is Tony Albello. He's the chair of the festival. And he's here to talk about some craft beers. But before we do that... Tony Abelli, you had the name of the other chef that's going to be demonstrating?
Yes, Chef, I eat there every day. Chef Jimmy from Jimmy's restaurant in Wynwood. It's a Puerto Rican-inspired restaurant, and he's our fourth chef.
And he's the fourth chef. Wonderful. Well, if you want some dinner in minutes, let's talk about that before we drink the beer. It's a quick dinner. It's called Curried Chicken Pot Pie, and it only takes 30 minutes to make. And the reason it's so short is I use roasted chicken or any kind of cooked chicken. Rotisserie chicken will be great. Add a little curry powder, gives it that little taste of India. And to make things easy, I add some frozen diced onion and green bell peppers and some sliced mushrooms, so there's not a lot of prep involved. And so you add a little flour to a pan, you add some chicken broth, some frozen peas, cut the chicken into bite-sized pieces, put that all together. And yes, I'm allowing you, Joe, I know you have a little problem with your pie dough. So you can buy already made, ready to bake pie dough and put it on the top and bake it. And that'll take about 20 minutes in a preheated oven. Now, if you want to even shorten that time, then you can just put some breadcrumbs on top instead of the pie crust. So that complete recipe and a photo, it's at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. So, Fred, beer, what are we doing?
I'm absolutely astonished that suddenly it's cool or even sophisticated to drink beer in Miami. Now, this has been going on around the country for 10 years or so, but this is new in South Florida. I remember about a decade ago that Miami had exactly two brew pubs. I went to one of them, the old Gordon Biersch on Brickell, which is since closed, and I asked the brewmaster what his most popular beer was, and I was expecting something exotic and fabulous, and he just looked kind of sad and said that the most popular one was the one that he brewed purposely to taste exactly like Bud Light. He said that was what people wanted, but boy, I guess, Tony, you can attest to the fact that that has really changed.
Oh, in a big way.
And today, South Florida is such a hotbed of brew pubs that were featured in this month's issue of Food and Wine magazine. So, Tony, I wonder, before we go further, could you briefly define craft beer? What is craft beer?
Well, craft beer, by definition, by the Brewers Association, is a brewery that makes less than 7 million barrels or brews less than 7 million barrels a year and is more than 50% American-owned. Now, there's other beers that are craft in style or nature, but are owned by bigger companies, like Goose Island, which was recently bought, which was a pure craft beer company, but was recently purchased by Anheuser-Busch. And that kind of takes them out of the category a little bit, but they're still a great beer, still a craft beer. So the definition is technically strict, but it's kind of broad.
Okay. So, Fred, you're up in Michigan, and we're here with beer in the studio. So we're gonna just tell Fred what we're drinking here.
So we brought some spring and summer or very light beers today to try. Actually, one isn't even a beer, and one is half beer, and one is a full beer. But first, we have Lean & Kugel's summer shandy. It's an orange shandy. It's a half carbonated drink, like a Sprite, and
how's
half
that
beer.
Designated on the cup?
It L. is L for Leaning Kugels.
It doesn't taste. What would you say, Bonnie?
It tastes like a light beer or something because.
But it's not beer.
No, well, it is beer. It's about 50% beer and 50% like a Sprite, but orange flavored.
Kind of yeah. like so lemonade.
It's a shandy. Yeah. Up north in the Midwest, they make shandies all the time. This is an orange shandy.
So, Fred, do you know about shandies?
Oh, sure. That's those shandies you could get in England back when you were living there, Linda.
Oh, yeah. It was made with lemonade. Lemonade and beer.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's what it tastes like.
Exact same thing, except
and Chef's
orange.
Shaking his head because he's English.
It's sort of a beer sangria.
Yeah, and then next we have Abita Spring IPA. So it's a special IPA that they bring out just for the spring. It's an IPA, which is a...
What's an IPA?
IPA is an India Pale Ale, and that is a type of beer that was developed in the old days before refrigerated trucking and things of that nature.
Why is it so bitter?
Whoa!
IPA is going to have much more hop characteristic, and the alcohol is also more prevalent than something like... I mean, you went from a shandy, which is a very, sweet. Very, very light sweet, to something that it has a more hoppy character... Like the Abita IPA. IPAs are kind of in that nature.
I guess that sort of grows on you.
Fred, your opinion of IPAs?
You know, IPAs are the hot thing around the country right now, and brewers are competing to see who can put more hops into their beer. Up here in Michigan, my brother-in-law is a hops producer, and those people are going just crazy. They have beers that just keep getting bitter and bitter all along, and I've kind of got a taste for them. They're pretty good.
I guess you have to develop a taste
for it. Or especially with something spicy like the curry dish you mentioned earlier. If it was really spicy, an IPA really tones down the heat on your tongue, and it's a fabulous match.
What about that aroma? It's almost like it has an aroma, like a perfume.
Yeah, I mean, all beers, beers are like wine, could be sniffed for the nose and the body and the mouth feel.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, definitely. There's a whole... equally complex as wine, and that's one of the great things about beer. There's a school of thought that says, Fred, no offense, but that beer is better at pairing with food because of the carbonation, and that the carbonation cleans the palate much better.
Well, Fred takes care of that with champagne.
They say that especially about cheese and beer, but I think there's plenty of good taste to go around for both beer and wine.
And finally, I brought Fox Barrow. It's a pear cider. That's not a beer, it's a cider. Again, in Miami, it's hot all the time, so this is great to have on the beach, on the boat.
What is it made with? If it's not apples.
Pear.
Oh, it's pear.
It's a pear cider, yes.
You can make pears into a cider?
Apparently so, because they did it. So, I mean, I don't know the mechanics of doing it, but they did it. But it's from Crispin's sister company, Fox Barrel, Northern California. Phenomenal selection of ciders. And in Miami, when you're hot, and if you're not a big beer drinker, this is a great option.
So Tony, I understand that you've been kind of instrumental in the beer boom in Miami. Can you name a couple of the new brew pubs that are opening up now?
Yeah, well, late last year we had Wynwood Brewing open up right in the city of Miami, right in the Wynwood District. Earlier in the year, or really a year and a half ago, we had Schnebly's Winery opened up their brewery called Miami Brewing. They're down in Homestead. And next online, we have... Concrete Beach is opening up in Wynwood. We have Wakefield Brewing is opening up in Wynwood. There's a lot of breweries that from this time to 3 months, there'll probably be five more on hand.
Why so many in Wynwood?
Unfortunately, one of the problems that you have is since craft beers are limited to 7 million barrels a year, a lot of the brew pubs don't have enough volume to send their beer all around the country. So
if we
have it going on here in Michigan, you probably can't get it in Miami and vice versa.
Okay. You know, we could go on and on, but we're out of time.
And crunch and crunch
and
crunch.
And crunch and delicious and eat. It's been a very tasty week. Chef's still eating. Chef Reuben Sugarman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And thanks for the great food.
Anytime.
Buns and Buns is at 5748 Sunset Drive, South Miami. That's opposite Sunset Place in South Miami. Tony Albello, thank you for joining us and for the great beers. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. My pleasure. I love being here.
Sprung will be held at Peacock Park in Coconut Grove, Saturday, March 8th from 4 to 7 p.m. That's general admission. VIP admissions will be starting at 2:30. And you can go to igotsprung.com.
We hope you get sprung.
Okay, Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, great to be with you.
Great, likewise.
Okay, next week we'll be celebrating St. Patrick's Day with Martin Lynch, co-owner of John Martin's Irish Pub and Grill. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.